Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL real quick before we go. In the break, because we were talking about things you'd like to go back to, that was our question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we were talking about, we got to talking about old school TV shows. And one of the things I want to go back to is just like longer runs of or longer season lengths.
Yeah.
Because now you get like a season of a show is like 8 episodes and you get it every couple of years. I miss, and I do recognize it's hard to do it. Them 22 episode seasons where, you know, you just got TV for months.
But see, it ain't that damn hard, man. That show Wednesday, the one that's on Netflix, they released season 2. They released 4 episodes.
That's season 2?
And then they waited months later to release the other 4.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what is y'all doing,
you know, that
man?
Happened on one, that High Potential. I don't know if y'all have seen that. That was a
Hulu show, wasn't it?
Yeah, we watched like 7.
It's actually ABC, I want to say.
Yeah, it's actually
ABC and Hulu.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's
my
really.
My wife liked that show.
I really like
she
it a lot,
love
too.
That show, Ashley.
I really like it a lot. I think they did like 6 episodes, and then they said returning in like March.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
My wife was pissed.
Yeah.
I done got invested in this.
We watched 6 episodes.
And then I got to wait till next year.
Somehow that got us talking about like back in the day with TV shows. And then we just started thinking about, you remember what old used to, or what we used to think old was?
Mm-hmm.
And we started thinking about the Golden Girls. And then Lopez, you brought up a fantastic find.
Okay. So Lethal Weapon, obviously came out in 1987. Remember Danny Glover?
Getting too old for this bleep.
I'm getting too old for this stuff. Blah, 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 blah. He was 41. He was 41 in that movie. Well, I mean, he was literally 41 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's old?
That is incredible. Too old, in fact.
We right around the corner.
Yes. Too old for this bleep.
All right. Figgy's going to be Danny Glover in a couple of years.
I'm going to say that probably in a couple weeks on this show. I'm getting too old.
Well, don't say the whole thing. Don't say the whole thing because I would like to not be in trouble with the FCC. Well, some people have been in trouble in other ways. And yet still, apparently you can always make your way back. Because one, Deshaun Watson is having his practice window opened by the Cleveland Browns.
Welcome back, buddy.
He's back, baby.
Are they for real? Do they have no shame?
Hey, I mean, do you trust... do you trust those quarterbacks they got right now?
It's not about trust.
Or unless you just want to tank.
But it's not even... You could tank with the dudes that you got right now. The fact of the matter, though, is I was looking at kind of some prep work for draft stuff.
Of course you were.
Yeah, I'm a sicko.
Of course you were. Me too.
Are we new? But, like, people are looking at which teams might be drafted quarterbacks. The Browns absolutely can be in there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find out if you definitely need to be in there, which is give Shedeur Sanders all these reps and figure out if you can do something with him.
I have a theory on this.
Why in the hell? You know that you want to get rid of Deshaun Watson as soon as you can. What does this do for you?
Have you heard of somebody that just kind of work you to the bone because you getting paid anyway?
Okay, that ties in with my theory on this. I think this
you're already getting paid, so you might as well practice, buddy.
I think this is all semantics. I don't think the Browns have any intention of playing him. I don't think he has any intention of playing. But once you clear all the medical... All the medicals, you know, all the hurdles and the tests and everything else. If he doesn't allow himself to be, you know, available to practice, then maybe the contract is in jeopardy. I think this is all semantics. I think this is all.
That makes sense.
We got to do it. We don't want to. You got to do it. You don't want to, but let's do this. I think that's what this is.
We'll see.
So staying together for the kids.
Yeah, staying together for the kids until they graduate high school.
And I don't know, maybe they're also trying to get him up and like you can have him be the emergency quarterback or something. I don't know.
I think there's something else here.
I do not trust
him. You don't think he's going to play this year?
No. I don't think they want him to, and I don't think he wants to.
I think he wants to.
You got to put some tape out there, man. If he could play the last two games, you don't think anybody going to be like, oh, I'll take a flyer?
Why? He's getting 230 no matter what.
Yeah, but I'm guessing he still probably want to play in the NFL, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, none of them people think like that, though. Everybody in football, or not everybody, because that's way too wide a brush to paint with. However, so many of those dudes in football, they want to compete.
No, I completely agree.
The thing I always talk about with coaches, where it's like, you got the cushy job and they paying out. Why are you going looking for another one?
But there are exceptions. Is he wired in such a way, like, I got to prove these people wrong?
Has he fallen in our eyes?
Yeah.
He's spending all his time on a yacht with a jilly, man.
Now, he also posts a lot of workout videos, throwing the football and all that stuff.
That's right. Best shape of his life.
Yeah. Every time I see him post stuff like that, I'm like, okay, he's still trying to play. Maybe not for the Browns.
I think Reggie's right. By and large, these are competitors. They want to play no matter what. I will say coach is coach. You know, whether he has a $30 million in the bank buyout or whatever, I think there are always exceptions. I think Deshaun Watson has pretty much said, you know what? I'm good.
From 346, want to go back to when Deshaun Watson was great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I feel like I also want to go back to the place of time when he was nasty.
Hey, that was a good time, though.
That's what I'm saying. I want to go back to the time where not only was he great, but I also didn't know he was nasty.
Yeah. We was comparing him to Patrick Mahomes,
yes,
man.
We were.
Some people might have been saying he was better.
Yeah.
And somewhat credibly, mind you, right? Like, because sometimes people be saying stuff and it's like, all right.
No, it was a legit argument, man.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I think the worst part about it was we had Bill O'Brien. So it's like, man, we don't even know what Deshaun can really do if he had a good offensive coordinator.
And now look at us like, why are you letting him practice?
Yeah.
Don't let him practice. How the mighty have fallen. All right, continuing around the NFL, the noise around one Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Steelers, is getting loud.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that like metaphorically. I mean it literally. Did you see the game this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Fire Tomlin.
Fire Tomlin chants audibly heard during the Steelers game. And look, we understand. You sometimes things can happen where people are chanting. You go, hey, what are they saying?
Yeah.
When you can tell, like, oh, I know exactly what they're saying.
Yeah.
They are in unison. They are loud. And that doesn't happen without a large sentiment. To the point where Mike Tomlin was asked about it. And his response was, in general, I agree with them from this perspective. Football is a game. We are in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. And so I respect it. I share their frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go.
Good for him. I mean, that's typical Tomlin. I have a question for you too. Is this be careful what you wish for, or is this it is time? It's run its course.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah, well, but no, I think it can be either, though, either or. I'm leaning toward it's run its course. You know, I don't think he's any lesser of a coach I think he's still great, but it's kind of run its course in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I mean, quote the great Lovie Smith, sometimes divorce is a good thing. Yeah.
That's right.
I think at this point, he's been there almost 20 years now. And I think right now they probably do need to change. Both of them need to change the scenery.
Yeah.
I think they
You still
do.
Think maybe a little bit of both?
No, I think it is both. Yeah. But I do think it has run its course. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because like it's run its course. It's because the way that he's been operating, he doesn't have his fastball in some mm-hmm. ways. One, I've talked about it. His coordinator hires have been bad.
Yeah.
Just bad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mike Tomlin is what? A defensive coach? Mm-hmm. Defensive-minded coach? The way that they play defense has been so much predicated on individual brilliance.
Yes.
And now as those individuals are fading in some ways, I think you're seeing that the schematics of what they have, in the way that I will bleep Mike McCarthy up and down mm-hmm. in the modern era because he runs an offense from 2008, the defense that they're running,
same,
antiquated. And you're seeing the ways in which you're not getting schematic advantage there. Now you're also not getting the benefit of the CEO coach and hiring really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's problematic. I think that somewhere like Tennessee.
I think there's a lot. New York Giants.
Would you at all be. Well, I say Tennessee for a reason.
Yeah.
Would you all be concerned if Tennessee goes and hires him?
Yes.
Should he be made.
Yes. With a qualifier. I think Mike Tomlin needs a general manager. A strong general manager.
Mm.
I think he needs to quit worrying about running the whole show and just be Mike Tomlin, football coach. Him with a really strong general manager might be the secret sauce. You know? I think he can adapt. I think he can adjust, you know, in terms of how he's calling things. I don't think, unless it's his call, he might want to sit out a year, but I don't think he can go. He wouldn't have to go more than a week without getting another job. Unless he wants to sit out.
Yeah.
But I think with a strong general manager that he respects, just coach football, man.
Do you feel like he will do well with like a rebuild type of team? Like Tennessee?
Good question.
I actually think he would do very well with that type of team.
You
because
do?
The stresses wouldn't be as high, right? Mm-hmm. The expectations wouldn't be high. And he is a culture builder.
Yeah.
Capital C, capital B.
Yeah.
And I think that that's exactly what those types of teams would need.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing it back to Tennessee. Talk about culture and being needed there. Yeah. They got Jeffrey Simmons standing in front of his locker every game week.
Yeah.
Talking about basically in not so many words or in more words in some ways, they need culture.
Yeah.
That's culture, dude.
Yeah.
So I think that could be interesting. But again, the noise getting loud. On the other side, that is a team that's hired how many coaches in the last 50 years?
Yeah.
I do wonder, like, hiring coaches is not easy in this league.
Yeah. Three.
They've not hired in our modern context of, well, you're hiring a guy for his schematics and then seeing if he can do the coaching thing.
Like Texans have had three coaches in the last 5 years. They've had three in 50.
Yeah, that's insane, man.
Yeah, so I'm very intrigued as to what they would do if they fired him. Like if they are prepared for entering this head coaching landscape where I don't know inherently what makes a good coach, but I do know that teams are hiring off the schematics.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see.
I'm kind of curious how they're going to go about that if they did fire him. Because was Tomlin he wasn't on the staff before, right?
What do you mean?
He
wasn't in Pittsburgh. Yeah. He wasn't in Pittsburgh. He came from Miami, right? He was on
was
that
it Miami?
Stuff.
Okay.
He'd done some interviews with Miami.
It Minnesota? I think he was with the Vikings at one point.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's so long. I can't even. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's 20 years ago.
Yeah, but, Vikings.
Yeah, but I'm just kind of curious where Pittsburgh would go. Like, what type of coach are they looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That might be the wrong way of looking at it because I think that might be the thing that sends teams astray is looking for a particular type of coach. Where in all reality, it's probably look at what's available and mold yourself into, you know, hey, this seems like the dude who has the best opportunity to do a good job. And that is the style of team that we are going to be.
And see, the thing is, like, when you hire him, I'm looking at somebody they could keep for another 20 years.
You would think.
but that's the thing is that might lead you astray if you're like, this guy's got to be a 20. And it might just be, hey, what's a good coach that we can acquire so that we can get ourselves
maybe
a team,
hire
a football
some
team.
55-year-old proven, you know, guy that can maybe come in. Or you can go with the young buck do you go offense? Do you know, hire an offensive mind?
If it's like some type of wonder boy or something like that could be there for another 20 years and then he'll be 55 in his 20th year or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they do want to keep that trend going, not hiring a lot of head coaches.
Yeah.
All right, so this is around the NFL. This is NFL related, but it kind of ties into something that I believe to be a little funny. Hey, Ben Roethlisberger. The noise is getting loud around Mike Tomlin. How do you feel?
Being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd probably go win national championships.
That would be something. That would be something. Penn State. They're a bleep show right now, Penn State. They got turned down by the BYU coach.
Kalani Sitake.
They just showed the graphic last yesterday. I think they were 126th in recruiting. Today they're 134th on signing day in recruiting. Getting Mike Tomlin in there, upstate or downstate, and kind of side state.
Into the middle of the state. Really.
See what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, have we not learned our lesson and just going, oh, that NFL coach will do good in college football? Why do we keep doing this?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, would he go to college?
I have no idea. I don't know what.
I don't see him going to Penn State or college.
Mm-hmm. But he likes. He said that he likes challenges in coaching. That's what he believes coaching to be. So yeah. But I thought that was. I was like, that's kind of absurd. We mentioned this earlier. Rather, Laken Tomlinson released by the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't know if this is a corresponding move per se. Solomon Bird has been returning. Mm-hmm. The team and Amir Speed, the cornerback who you saw special teams doing stuff. Both of them are on the 53-man roster as of today. So that's going on.
Laken Tomlinson, there's no other way to characterize it as just a fail, right?
Yeah. I mean,
just flat out fail.
That was somebody that you had penciled in as a starter.
Penciled him as a starter.
In training camp.
Wasn't real good as a starter. Started rotating, then got benched. I mean, that's a fail. $3.5 million. $1 million guarantee and $1 million bonus and $2.5 million guarantee.
Yeah, later on, I think at noon, let's have the conversation about this because Nick Caserio, like the evaluation of him has been so interesting at this point where you've seen a little bit of solidification in the team in general and in some particular ways while also seeing some things that you could very much take to go,
mm-hmm.
See, that's a demerit. Yeah. That's a demerit. Yeah. So I think we need to evaluate that. But there you go. That's around the NFL here. In Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, actually, let's do this because ESPN put together an interesting piece looking at the best NFL players at 109 different skills. Are the Texans the absolute best at any skills in the league? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.